All of this was done to you by God, not you. So, if you can't put it back, if you can't do it, how would that be possible? Because you could violate those same ordinances. You could violate, you could do the same, in other words, you could do the same things wrong that you did before, right? And then it wouldn't really be that he's forgiven us all the transgressions. It would be he forgave us the ones we did up to now. But we can still go back into this body of sin. And the 14th verse explains, Paul does such a great job here. No, you can't, because he has blotted out the handwriting. And again, that's an aorist participle that's active. It's in the past. And he did it. He has blotted out the handwriting of the, and I find this fascinating. What did you say? Ordinance? Handwriting of the ordinances. That word is dogma. Y'all know what dogma is? Rules? Set stuff? Okay. Rules, regulations. If you look it up, the dogma, it's almost like they took this word out of the Greek and just stuck it in English. Okay. Because the English definition is the same thing. It's a volume. It's not just one or two things. It's like a volume of ordinances, of rules or decrees about what you can't do or what you have to do, okay? Dogma. And that's what most people live by. And in the sense of being morally good, in fact, that would be a part of the definition of dogma, that's not a bad thing. But in the sense of faith, it gets in the way, because when you have these handwritten things there before you that you have to follow after, and Paul goes on to say, this dogma, these decrees or ordinances, which were hupen antios. Okay? That means over, held against. These things were being held over us, against us. These things were being held over us, against us, because we couldn't keep them. And Paul makes that plain over and over again in his writings. All have sinned, Romans 8 says, and come short of the proper reflection of God. You screwed up, right? So, if that's been cut away and removed, and not only that, we've been buried and raised, we can't put it back on. We can't go back there. And God knew us because he made us, right? And after all, if that wasn't good enough, he had already seen us screw up once. And then it had gotten so bad that he wiped everybody out and kind of started over with Noah, right? God's not stupid. So if he were going to cut it all off and push it away and cause you to be raised in from the energy of him into this new being, a new creature that had never existed before, he was going to have to make sure that you couldn't go back there. Right? Okay, now remember, caveat here, okay? I didn't write this. I'm just telling you what it says. It's if those ordinances and that handwriting that was being held over against you was still there, you would go back there. The only way God could keep us from going back there is to take it out of the way. And that's what Paul said. Paul said he blotted this out. The Father had so much faith in Jesus, the Son, and in the perfect cleansing of his blood that he was willing to make sure he let us go over the bridge and then he pulled the bridge out. You can't go back. Because those ordinances, that stuff being held over against you has been removed. He blotted it out. That's why you can't go back there. And y'all remember a few weeks ago we were talking about over in 1 John where John wrote and said, "For we are aware all of those begotten of God sins not," right? In order to be able to do that, the ordinances would still have to be there held against you so that whenever you transgressed or trespassed, then you would be in that, quote, sin thing, right? I mean, again, I didn't write this. I'm just reading it to you. It says, it has been taken out from the way. Now, this verb, out of everyone we've looked at, this verb is the only one that's not aorist. This verb is a perfect indicative active. That means it is a continuing action in the past that affects the present. Get that whole import there. He blotted it out, and it was taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. That cross is a constant reminder. Remember last week you've been changed by his death. That is a constant reminder to every person on the planet who will hear or believe into him, is that that has been taken out of the way. And this is so beautiful. That was not just a one-time boom thing, forget it, move on, right? It's there. And anytime you're feeling yourself drawn away into something where the enemy is convincing you that you've transgressed and God is not happy with you anymore and you're back in sin, you can look at that